From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. One of Minnesota's smallest hospitals is eliminating inpatient care and converting to a rural emergency center, a move designed to keep its doors open amid financial struggles. Monoman Health Center notified the state earlier this month of plans to close the hospital's inpatient unit and only operate an emergency room to stabilize and observe patients. The hospital's administrator in Monoman, Dale Kruger, says it was a way to assure health care into the future for the community. There is a public hearing scheduled for April 30th regarding Monoman Health Center's transitioning to a rural emergency hospital. The hearing will begin at 6 p.m. via Microsoft Teams, hosted by the Minnesota Department of Health's Health Regulation Division. The Bemidji School Board has approved a new contract agreement with the Bemidji Education Association. BEA members approved the contract last week. School board members unanimously supported the agreement at the district school board meeting this week. The growing season is starting dry in northwest Minnesota. Kitson County farmer Teresa Gilley says there was far less snow than usual this winter.
We're used to having a pretty nice white blanket of snow, and we just never really got that. We had a couple of small snows and, you know, only really 1 week of what I would call colder weather. I wouldn't call it extreme cold weather. So it was quite a dry brown winter.
Gilley says her area around Hallock remains in light to moderate drought.
And we have been since all last summer. So we are very concerned about, you know, how the crop season is going to go this year if we don't start getting some moisture.
Gilley, who grows soybeans and wheat, says rain is keeping her out of the field this week, but she's hoping to begin planting next week. Cass County Sheriff Jess Johnner says a man arrested for theft and drugs in Otter Tail County has admitted to thefts in Cass and Clay counties over several weeks in February and early March. Authorities say 33-year-old Wyatt Johnson of Hankinson, North Dakota, was arrested by Fergus Falls Police and Otter Tail County deputies after a break-in at the Harvest State's French Elevator March 2nd. The elevator is just west of Fergus Falls. Authorities say Johnson called after the break-in, said he wanted to turn himself in. Clay County Sheriff Mark Empting says during that investigation, Johnson admitted he had burglarized an elevator in Georgetown, north of Moorhead. And a Northwest Minnesota town's annual fall festival is one of three finalists in the running to win a $100,000 grand prize in a contest hosted by Senex. The finalists are the Hayward Muskie Festival in Hayward, Wisconsin, Norborn Soybean Festival in Norborn, Missouri, and the Roseau Fall Festival in Roseau. According to Senex, the Hometown Throwdown contest launched last year aims to encourage local pride by asking community members and organizations to share what makes their hometown festival unique. Over 500 festival submissions were received during the entry period. The $100,000 grand prize winner will be announced May 24th. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.